Why are you walking with the limp today? Your wallet looks a little heavier from here. Hard to carry all that Belmont Stakes money, huh?
Well, that was a nice little hit.
Well,
yeah.
If anybody listened to the program on Friday, you can go back and listen to it. Joe gave you the way to play the horses on Saturday afternoon at Elmont, New York, the Belmont Stakes race course. We'll get to that a little bit later this morning. We'll save that story. We'll call that a teaser. But if you heard what we were talking about, then you know, and it's congratulations to Joe on all of that. And we hope there's more congratulations in order here in Bloomington as we send up the South Panthers to Prairie View. That's coming up Tuesday. Is that right, Joe?
Yeah, we have another familiar sight and setting ahead this week as Dustin Carver's fourth-ranked South Gulf Panthers head into its third straight state finals at Prairie View up in Carmel. After advancing out of the always tough Providence Regional late last week, they shot a team aggregate there of 295, led by senior Quinn Pizzo's 71. The Southsiders used familiar surroundings to solve that tough course down in Henryville, wrapping up its best score regional. Regional-wise, in 3 years, 295 score, bettered last year's score regional-wise by three shots. South finished second to regional champion Center Grove, who will be the favorite going into the state this week at Prairie View. This year's Conference Indiana champs move up to Carmel tomorrow and Wednesday for the two-day state gathering, where they had a preview meet back in April. They finished eighth last year in the state, and earlier this year they finished sixth over that course. Joe Weiler leading them that day with a 369. Center Grove was the champ that day as well, to give you some idea. And we'll see how the course plays and how it's changed from mid-April to where we are now. They shot a 289 team score. That was one over. South was at 308. And, of course, South's been very well balanced. We mentioned Quinn winning the team medal in the regional. Senior Nick Burris and junior Joe Weiler each had 74s in the regional, good for ninth. And juniors Brett Knorr and Tanner Shapiro were both sub-80 as well. So we wish the Panthers the very best. Opening up state play tomorrow and Wednesday up at Prairie View. Elsewhere, the highlight of the Indiana-Kentucky All-Star two-game series was, well, Tucker Blackwell, and he didn't score a point, but he did win the John R. Wooden Citizenship Award, reserved for a young man who fit all of the attributes of that prestigious award. He was bestowed that honor along with he and his family during halftime of Saturday's 22-point blowout of Kentucky at Bankers Life. The award for the South Panther really fit him like a shoe, better than that left ankle boot, which knocked him, of course, out of this week's two-game set with Kentucky. That high ankle sprain suffered just prior to the regional baseball tournament down in Evansville. The Wooden Citizenship Award recognized academic citizenship, community service, and, well, being a good teammate. That, in the nutshell, is what Tucker Blackwell is all about as he takes his wares now to West Point this fall. Indiana boys continued its dominance, completing the sweep of the Bluegrass Sunday down at Bellarmine in Louisville. They won. This one was a little closer, 99-96. That's 17 straight now. Kentucky hasn't won a game in 8 years in the series. The girls also won both of its games, completing its sweep, 81-62 Sunday, coming on the heels of Saturday night's 37-point blowout. The Indiana girls now have won six straight in the series. The Cougar tennis duo, what a year for senior Nicole Ortiz and junior Bailey Gardner, as the two wrapped up an outstanding season, as they were just one match shy of playing for a state doubles championship over the weekend at Park Tudor. The maroon and gold duo down a pair from Delta in straight sets Friday in the heat at Park Tudor, 6-1 and 2, but bowed out in the semis on Saturday morning to a pair from Indianapolis North Central, 6-4 and 2, snapping a 9-0 post-season record and ending its overall season in doubles at 21-3. But what a memorable ride it was for Nicole Ortiz and Bailey Gardner. We're certainly proud of them. By the way, the third annual Cougar Golf Scramble is coming up this weekend, Saturday, out at the IU course. event sponsorship and hold sponsor opportunities are still available. You can click on BloomingtonNorthAthletics.com for all the details there, you golfers. And mentioning golf, we'll recap the 20th Annual City Medalist 2016 tourney out at the Caves this weekend later on our reports. Don't forget In the Zone, Dave and Glass in your calls tonight at 6. Reds open up a road swing to Atlanta and Houston this week tonight. First pitch at 7:10. Down in the Peach City is Cincinnati and the Braves have at it. Game one of three here on the airwaves.
Joe, the Reds have won 5 out of 6 series here.
Yeah, they have. They unfortunately ran into a buzzsaw early in that game yesterday with the A's giving up 4 there in the second. But, no, they took 2 out of 3. So, they're doing what they're competitive. I mean, they're not getting blown out here.
No.
They're winning series, as you say,
Well, that's better than losing series, and it's something with a young team that needs a little bit of confidence. And imagine if it's a big money player start hitting the ball a little bit. Maybe they have a little better chance of winning. Pay a guy $20 million a year to bat .220 in the middle of June.
Well,
let's go.
Playing those woeful Braves who've won only 18 games this year. So hopefully they can get well. Houston a little bit later in the week. But, it's early. I'm not, saying they're going to climb out of the cellar. Well,
no.
I hope they will, but they're only 6 games behind Milwaukee in that stead. But they're in that tough division with those Bruins from the north side, DP.
You know it, Joe.
And plenty of baseball left. It is a marathon. It is not
the All-Star break yet.
So. We're a month from the All-Star break, just to put it in
perspective. Still a ways away from that. How about Joey Logano yesterday? One of my favorite NASCAR
big winner
drivers.
Daniel Berger wins for his first time on tour. He went wire to wire down in a hot rain delayed Memphis. Dustin Johnson, Phil Mickelson knocking on the door, but the young 23-year-old gets his first win in his 50th tour start. Brooks Koepka was right there as well. Another great young player. U.S. Open week this week. Joe, we'll have plenty of golf to do as we move on. Father's Day, all that stuff.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Another major, which we'll see what.
Lovely
we'll
Oakmont.
See what happens. Yeah.
And historic Oakmont. And that starts Thursday morning, teeing off 6:40. Tees 1 and number 10, the 116th edition of the United States Open. All right, good stuff as always, Joe. We'll get caught up at 8:45. We'll talk local golf, as we mentioned, get caught up on the racing circuit as well. And great job as always. Good start.
We'll see you in a bit, guys.
But we handed out some medals this weekend on local golf courses, Joe. It was the 20th edition of the Medalist Tournament. Tell us what we missed if we weren't around this weekend.
Well, he went in trailing by 2 shots. He wound up winning by 6. The 2016 City Medalist Attorney Men's Champ, former Edgewood product Mitch Ord, 67-68 over the weekend out of the cage, beating Chad Stout and North Cougar golf coach Brian Muehlhouse. That makes 2 medalist crowns now for Mitch, who was 7-under for the weekend. Muehlhouse took a 2-shot lead into the final 18 after a 6-under 65 on Saturday, but the wagon came unhitched on Sunday, shooting 5-over. Men's flight champs included Brad Leach and Andy Stout. Meanwhile, Bob Hastie won his 4th seniors title in 5 years, shooting 1-under for the 36-hole event, beating Gary Udaly by 5 strokes. Tim Gillespie was seniors flight champ. Super seniors to Cascade veteran, multiple city champ Ike Martin. He beat Pat Woolen by a couple of strokes. Ike was 5-under for the weekend. Super seniors flight champs included Mike Vernon and Brent Baker. Tom Dillon won the master super senior division. North Cougar Kalina Abraham, the women's, and South Panther Tom Tierney won the junior's crown, draining an eagle putt on the second playoff hole against recent North grad Adam Baker. Drew Todd was the junior's flight champion. All of the proceeds benefited the Bo Cantwell Medalist College Scholarship Fund. Great tournament put on here late spring, early summer by our good friend Rick Shear. So they had a great weekend to knock the ball around. By the way, mentioning golf, the 3rd annual Cougar Golf Scramble is coming up Saturday out at IU. Event sponsorship and whole sponsor opportunities are still available. You can click on BloomingtonNorthAthletics.com. for all of the details there. The unbeaten Tri-City Outlaws ruined the IU Cutters home MLFA season football opener Sunday. Tri-City wins it 20-6. The 1-1 Cutters return to action in the Mustang Corral Saturday night. 7 o'clock, they'll be hosting the Noble County Wolfpack at 7 p.m. Elsewhere on the sports beat, as we take a peek at what happened in the MLB amateur draft, that concluded over the weekend. Left-hander Caleb Berger leading the way. He was grabbed by the Giants in round 9. Former South Panther Jake Kelser taken by the Phillies in round 18. And then the following round, the Red Sox grabbed Kyle Hart, the senior lefty out of Cincinnati, Ohio. Craig Dietelo, by the way, was drafted in the 34th round by the Pirates. We expect Craig to be back for baseball for Chris Lemonis this coming next spring. Hoosiers, though, now have produced 18 draft picks over the course of these last 4 years. A couple of IU-bound kids came off the board, pitcher Skyler Zinski and Jack Suwinski. I tell you, if they both come to IU, that's going to give the PA announcer something to think about when those two are in at the same time. Suwinski, by the way, is regarded as one of the top left-handed hitters, high school hitters in the country going into the draft, and hopefully he'll be at IU this coming fall to take care of baseball for Chris Lemonis. Don't forget a little bit later, Sports Talk, our spotlight. We talk about our kids Tuesday night at Yogi's. The spotlight will shine on Justin Helmer's North Tracksters. The girls were 15th. The boys were 16th at state a couple of weeks ago. The medal winners, careers, and the memories, starting with the girls at 6:05. Tonight in the zone, Dave and Glass and your phone calls at 6. Reds opening up a road swing to Atlanta and Houston this week. The first of three with the Wigwammers in the Peach City. Tonight, first pitch 7:10 on the airwaves tonight. Atlanta and your Cincinnati Reds.
And the Belmont Stakes was this weekend, Joe. You gave us all a little winning information there on the side.
Yeah, I tell you, you have to give credit to the trainers, owners, you know, these horses, Creator and Destin. They won two just by a hair winner there at the Belmont. Creator going in about a nice hefty price at 16-1. They both ran the Derby, neither ran the Preakness, and both were bred for distance, which aimed them to Belmont, which they wound up 1-2, and it was.
Well, they
nice
got some speed in the race to help
nice
them close.
Fitting,
that didn't hurt
nice
anything either.
Nice speed there, yeah. So
good job, Penguins are your Stanley Cup champions.
Yeah, they are.
18-year-old Brooke Henderson wins an LPGA championship.
She's
how about
pretty
that?
Good, isn't she?
Second youngest ever. Well, she beat the other youngest person ever, Lydia Ko, to do it. The future of women's golf is in good hands.
Yeah. Bright young Canadian, Brooke Henderson.
U.S. Open starts this week, and tonight the Golden State Warriors could be world champions in the basketball NBA world if they beat the Cleveland Cavaliers. 9 o'clock, Draymond Green will be suspended for that game as he's accumulated too many technical fouls on that.
Shoes on the other foot there after trailing Oklahoma City the same margin in a series before. We'll see now that they have that advantage that they put it away. I think they will.
Three in a row, the Golden State Warriors would have to lose. They haven't lost three in a row, Joe, all season. So the odds don't point very well. No NBA Finals team has come back from 3-1 down.
What is that, 32-0 or something?
It will be, I believe, if this happens this time. Because 28 of the 31 teams that led 2-0 like Golden State did have also gone on to win the NBA championship. So this is Finals, I guess, 32 that they've been counting.
Yeah.
Counting, that doesn't make sense. It's when the 7-game series started, I'm guessing. That's when that number started happening. All right, great job as always. We appreciate your time on a Monday morning. We'll see you tomorrow night live at Yogi's, correct?
All righty. Sounds great. We'll be there with the Cougar Tracksters, and Pillar was good hearing from you. I'll see you tonight.
All right, Joe. Take care, buddy.